Welcome to 9 to 5 Mac Daily for Tuesday, November 25th, 2025. I'm your host, Chance Miller. We are sponsored this week by Roborock. Leading off today, supply chain leaks indicate that Apple is currently finalizing details for next fall's iPhone 18 lineup. The latest reporting says that the iPhone 18 Pro will come with at least two key design changes. This year's iPhone 17 Pro and Pro Max debuted a bold new design that stands apart from previous Pro models in several ways. In addition to bold new colors like Cosmic Orange, Apple also debuted a new two-tone rear design, with the glass cutout appearing very distinct from the rest of the aluminum frame. And of course, Apple expanded the camera bump into a full-width plateau. Many aspects of the iPhone 18 Pro are expected to be the same as the iPhone 17 Pro, including that plateau design on the back. But there are two areas rumored to change: the dynamic island and the glass cutout on the back. As for the dynamic island, originally rumors suggested the iPhone 18 Pro would drop the dynamic island altogether and replace it with a new hole punch design. More recently, though, two sources have indicated we're only getting a smaller dynamic island. So it's not going to be a dramatic change, but rather an iteration on the current dynamic island design. Meanwhile, the back of the iPhone 18 Pro is expected to get a refresh too. Two Apple sources on Weibo say that Apple is implementing a new process for the back glass cutout to make it blend in more with the aluminum frame of the iPhone 18 Pro. So instead of that distinct glass cutout, it'll be something more seamless and less obtuse to look at. Again, these are early rumors about the iPhone 18 Pro, so we expect more details in the coming year, but for now, that's what we expect for Apple's new flagship coming next year. Next up today, Apple TV has revealed that Pluribus has become its most successful new drama series ever, beating the viewership record set by Severance Season 2 earlier this year. Deadline reports that Apple says Vince Gilligan's mysterious new show has captivated audiences and set a new viewership record for the biggest global drama series launch ever for Apple TV. It was the most popular show in the US, the UK, Canada, Brazil, Australia, Germany, Mexico, India, and France. As is typical, Apple is not sharing actual numbers about the performance of Pluribus, other than indicating it has set a new viewing record for the service. The first season of Pluribus is 9 episodes in length, and the season finale is set to premiere on December 26th. A second season is already in development, as Apple gave the series a 2-season commitment up front when it won the rights to the show back in 2022. The success for Pluribus on Apple TV caps off a strong year for the streaming service formerly known as Apple TV Plus, which started the year with the growth of Severance Season 2 and now rounds out the year with another sci-fi hit in Pluribus. The service will also likely get another big boost in audience when F1 the Movie starts streaming on December 12th, after setting records at the box office over the summer. And as well as a steady stream of new content in 2026, Apple TV engagement will also be boosted by the inclusion of Formula One Racing and Major League Soccer for one single subscription price, with Apple TV set at $13 per month. We are sponsored this week by Roborock, makers of award-winning robot vacuums designed to keep your home effortlessly clean. Right now, during Roborock's Black Friday event, you can save up to 50% on their flagship vacuums, but only for a limited time. Roborock has a model for every home and every lifestyle. There's the Saros 10R, which delivers powerful performance and intelligent navigation at an incredible value, as well as higher-end options like the Q-Revo Curve X, which pet owners especially will love. Hit the link in the show notes to shop Roborock's Black Friday sales and save up to 50%. My thanks to Roborock for their support of the show. Running out today, Bloomberg reports on a rare round of layoffs impacting Apple. Apple has eliminated dozens of roles in its sales department in a bid to streamline the way it offers products to businesses, schools, and governments. Management notified the affected workers over the past couple of weeks. The cuts extended across the sales organization, hitting certain teams especially hard. The affected jobs included account managers serving major businesses, schools, and government agencies, as well as the staff who operate Apple's briefing centers for institutional meetings and product demonstrations for prospective major customers. In a statement to Bloomberg, Apple confirmed the layoffs, saying, quote, To connect with even more customers, we are making some changes in our sales team that affect a small number of roles. We are continuing to hire, and those employees can apply for new roles. End quote. Bloomberg explains that it's unusual for Apple to make cuts across an organization like this, and the layoffs came as a surprise to those affected. Internally, Apple is positioning the layoffs as part of an effort to streamline its sales workforce and eliminate overlapping responsibilities. But some of the affected workers say the move was driven by an effort inside Apple to shift more sales to third-party resellers. Some organizations prefer to work directly with those indirect sellers, and the change helps Apple lower its own internal cost for things like salaries. One area particularly affected by the layoffs is a government sales team inside Apple that works with agencies like the U.S. Defense Department and the Justice Department. The team had been facing tough conditions after the 43-day shutdown of the U.S. government and cutbacks imposed by the Department of Government Efficiency, or DOGE. But ultimately, Apple still relies less on layoffs than many of its competitors in the tech industry. Tim Cook has said that layoffs are, quote, a last resort. Just in the past few weeks, Amazon said it would cut more than 14,000 employees, while Meta announced that it would eliminate several hundred roles in its artificial intelligence organization. That wraps up another episode of 9to5 Mac Daily. As always, you can find all of the latest Apple news on 9to5mac.com. Follow along with me on Threads at Chance H. Miller. And we'll be back tomorrow for a new episode of 9to5 Mac Daily.